Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train, let's ride. I've got another story for you. I was driving my car the other day when I saw two police officers by the side of the road. Their uniforms were blue, dark blue. One was a woman, and the other was a man. My heart started beating fast as soon as I saw them. I hadn't done anything wrong. That's just what happens when I see police. I start worrying that I did do something wrong, which is silly, but that's what happens. Are they going to ask me to stop? I thought. I really hoped they would not ask me to stop. They just kept looking at my car and not making any sign. Their faces looked very serious. I watched them carefully and drove very carefully. Please don't make a sign that I have to stop, I thought. Then, just as I approached them, the woman made a small gesture with her hand that could only mean stop. I stopped, and my thinking instantly changed. This will be fine, I thought. Everything is in order. It's normal. Just be friendly and calm. I rolled my window down and smiled at the female police officer. Hello, I said. Hello, sir, she said. License, registration, and proof of insurance. This is what police officers always ask for when they stop you in the USA. Your driver's license, the registration of your car, and your car insurance. Sure thing, I replied. I kept looking at her and smiling without getting any of those documents. Finally, I said, you mean now? Yes, sir, she replied, looking more serious than ever. I hoped I actually had all those things. I hadn't checked in a long time. But I always leave them in my car, so it would be very strange for them not to be there. I opened the glove box, the storage area on the passenger side of a car, and found the registration and insurance papers. Yes, everything was there. I gave it to the police officer, who took everything away. Once she was gone, I realized I had forgotten to take note of her name. I always want to notice the name tags of police officers who pull me over. It took her a long time with the other cop to look up all my information. I started to imagine bad things. What if they find some reason to put me in jail? Some silly, crazy reason? They have the power to do that. I don't know what I would do. Maybe I would drive off. But my car is surely not as fast as theirs. They could get me wherever I tried to go. But I hadn't done anything wrong. Why was I even thinking about that? When the policewoman came back to the car, she was smiling. Here you go, Carl, she said as she handed my driver's license back to me. We just want to say thank you for being a safe driver. Really? I said. Yes, and for being so funny. Earlier when you said, "You mean now?" I actually thought that was funny, but I didn't smile, in case I had to arrest you later. Now I see that I will not need to arrest you, so I can tell you how funny you are. You are a charming fellow, and a good driver. Well, thanks, I said. I felt like I should give her a compliment too, so I said, thanks for not arresting or shooting me. You really showed some restraint there. Anytime, she said. You're free to go now. I drove off, very relieved. I wonder if that police officer is listening to this podcast right now. If so, hi, policewoman. I never did notice what your name was, but thanks for not putting me in jail for no reason. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.